According to the Liberian ceasefire agreement, Liberians are supposed to come up with a framework for an interim government by July 17th. The parties involved in the negotiations are the Liberian civil society, political parties, the Liberian government, and the two rebel groups, Movement for Democracy in Liberia, or MODEL, and Liberians United for Reconciliation and Democracy, called LURD. Judith Bryan is leader of the Liberian Action Party.
The political parties have agreed that, yes, we need a transitional government, and that government should be tailored pretty much to our constitutional requirement for governance. Operating under the three branches of government, there should be a head of state, a vice head of state, there should be a unicameral legislature, there should be a Supreme Court, and the entire judicial system.
Mr. Bryan said the interim government should have the responsibility of disarming the various armed groups, resettling and repatriating Liberian refugees, and working with the United Nations to conduct elections. Thomas Nimler is chairman of the rebel group MODEL.
We expect an interim government of inclusion. We have agreed for the Taylor government to take part in the interim government. However, we have to be sure that the people that are coming in from the Taylor government come in with genuineness. What we mean by that is that a few days ago, the defense minister proposed that the vice president of Taylor becomes the chairman of the interim government. This is not one of our expectations. We propose that when the interim government sits, some in the constitution will be suspended. So that means that Taylor and his vice president will leave together.
Mr. Nimler says MODEL wants a smaller interim government and a restructured national police and military. He says MODEL's first priority is to repatriate Liberians from refugee camps in West Africa. Mr. Nimler also says MODEL wants the interim government to serve between 2 to 3 years. Sekou Kone is chairman of the Rebel Liberians United for Reconciliation and Democracy, or LURD. He says his organization is not too concerned about the makeup of the interim government.
Our organization's concern is to liberate our country from Charles Taylor. When Taylor stepped down, I continue to say that the Liberian people will get together to have an interim government with an interim head. We are not choosing anybody, we are not deciding anybody, and we are planning to get together to, you know, decide who to head the interim government. The only thing our organization support is one president for the interim, one vice president. We don't want 5-man council, and we don't want 3-man council. So that is not in the interest of the Liberian people.
Some Liberians meeting in the city of Philadelphia last weekend suggested they do not want any American Liberians to lead the proposed interim government. An American Liberian is a Liberian who is a descendant from free American slaves. But Mr. Nimler of MODEL says such action is too divisive.
From 1847 to now, I don't think there's any American Liberian in Liberia. If they do, then they will be pretending to be American Liberian. They will be denying their identity as Liberian. We don't want to use phrases that will bring division and disintegration within our society.
Mr. Nimler says MODEL wants an impartial and patriotic interim leader, a person who will be committed to bringing peace to Liberia. I'm James Butte, Voice of America, Washington.